I'm so excited. Well, we got up now. We have a neo soul jazz group called Demon Days who kicked off April with their new single, Hands Free. And man, I'm like got hands free for this group. It's so like, and it's just, oh, unbelievable. It's just so cool and like has so many cool transitions and the vocals are so cuddly. Like, oh my gosh. Well, we're on the line right now. We got Bella and the whole band who just came back from rehearsal. Hi guys, how are you?
Yeah, we're good.
Hi.
I'm the keyboard player.
Amazing. Well, we're so excited to have you here. Thank you so much for coming in, and congratulations on the new single, and we're so excited.
No, thank you for having us.
So we're going to kick off with a couple of questions. Demon Days have had a massive 2018, winning Best EP at the Wham Awards. Congratulations.
Woo!
How has it been stepping into 2019 after such a big year?
Very tiredly we came into the year.
Yeah,
I think.
I'm still tired.
Well, we still have not recovered, but
I feel like I've been tired my whole life.
Yeah, so now we're just looking onwards to new music and bigger and better things, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, obviously, you've just released a new single, Hands Free, and we're going to give that a spin a little bit later. And it's just got such a really cool, like, interesting structure to it. So I'm just curious to know, like, can you tell us a bit about the track and how, like, it kind of formed? Like, how was the process of it? Like, just, I want to know the story.
Well, I'm going to give this one to Josh.
Amazing.
The instrumental mastermind.
Beautiful.
Of somewhat.
Just kind of write it, you know? There's no secret. We just had a deadline, had a single due.
Cool.
Yeah.
And we had to make it. And we were like, oh, let's record a song.
You're a machine, Josh. You're a machine.
Well, like, seriously, like you are, because, like, just the transitions and, like, the way, how intricate everything is, it's so cool. Like, the vocals are so intimate. Like, how did, like, the lyrics come about? Like, was that, like, the lyrics come first, or was that, like, a instrumental first kind of thing?
Well,
The lyrics came first,
but they weren't intended for this song. It was lyrics for another song that I wrote, or we wrote a while ago for a trap set that we did, which was very funny. But so we had these lyrics kind of hanging around, and then we when we had a deadline for a new single, and we had all the boys snuff it out and instrumental, that was just amazing. Kudos to them, they did a great job.
Awesome.
You're welcome. So then we kind of, you know, thought about using those lyrics because they were quite meaningful, and we kind of reworked them into this new song, which was cool. I think it worked perfectly.
Is that kind of how the songs come about with the band? Like, it's just very collaborative, like someone comes up with like an idea and you just kind of flesh it out? Is that like how it kind of works with Demon Days?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, we're very collaborative. It's kind of,
aww,
someone have one idea and then we go into the jam room, just see what happens.
Oh, yeah.
And we record it all, otherwise we forget.
Very awesome.
And then we kind of listen back and be like, this was cool, this was not.
That's dope. All right, tell us a little bit about Perf. It has a reputation for producing some of Australia's most loved artists. How would Perf bands influence your music the most?
The Perth scene is very tight-knit and very, like, a really nice community, very inclusive.
Aww.
Which is, you know, it's nice to have a very big supportive bunch behind you, because, I mean, Perth's overlooked all the time, so if anyone makes it in Perth or does something well, everyone is so stoked, which I think is a really lovely mentality.
Yeah.
But musically, I mean, we have some great neo-soul kind of vibe bands in Perth, or like from the kind of jazz regime.
Awesome.
That are doing great things. Like Grievous Bully Calm,
yeah.
Gelfo, but yeah, there's a whole bunch.
Cool. Do you guys like ever like collaborate or jam together anytime? Like during, back in the Perth scene?
Well, me and the bass player of Demon Days live with another half of another band, so we do a lot of stuff together.
Crossover,
always jamming.
Love that. Oh, that's so cool. It's like a little crossover in Perth. That's so sick and like so communal at the same time.
They're just breeding musicians over there in Perth.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Like, if there's an event on, everyone's pretty much back at this house.
Love
jamming. That's like the after party. It's like, yeah. Alright, he's having a jam.
Yeah, the secret campfire with that like actual fire is just like, yeah.
Well, there is fire.
There is fire.
Oh,
place.
That's even
better. There you go, fire, Nathan. All right.
But okay. Dreams have come true. This is what dreams are made of. Hell yeah. Well, okay, so recently you guys debuted a new song on RTR-FM called Gravel. When will that track be released? And if you could describe to the crowd, like to our audience, like what that track's like and, yeah, when that's coming out.
Oh, you did your research. I think that track will probably be on our new EP, which is in the works of being written.
Ooh.
But I think it'll probably be recorded and finished by the end of the year. That's the goal.
Awesome.
It's a good goal to have.
Later half of the year.
Yeah. And like, yeah. How would you like differentiate that song to like your most recent single, Hands Free?
It's a lot more chill.
Nice.
Hands Free is quite hectic.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different layers and arrangements. I think Gravel's a little bit more back to basics, yeah.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait. Oh, my gosh. That sounds so exciting.
Talking about Gravel, I know that you guys are playing this Friday, so tomorrow night at Yaya's. Do you think you'll be playing it tomorrow? Are there any other surprises we can look out for?
Oh, we'll definitely be playing that track.
Yes.
Surprises? Who knows? I feel like every show is a surprise because we don't know what we're doing.
Like
we don't
synchronized know what dancing.
We like to keep it loose. And
every song will be a surprise.
I like to do a lot of improv kind of stuff.
I know that's not true because Nathan is such a fan.
I can't wait. We just like I don't know, just on the train, like it's just a groovy train every time you guys are on. It's the best time.
Well, Nathan, I look forward to having a boogie with you tomorrow.
Hell yeah! Love that.
Hell yeah!
Sweet as. Well, like. Besides the show, what's it like with like on the road with Demon Days? Like, I'm sure there's like about 5 of you, so like I'm sure there's like awesome like banter along the way.
Nathan
like,
wants to know all. Tell
I
want to
know the real goss about the band because you know you guys seem
it's
so communal.
Very loopy because we're always sleep deprived. Because, I mean, tour schedules are pretty gross. So
we're not.
We usually kind of just play like I mean. There's always like Pokemon or something going on. Like everyone gets the DSs out.
Yes.
Mark brings the Switch.
Like, oh, I love that. Oh, it's like you got to keep the competitiveness up. Like, you know, got to keep
it. We always watch If You Are the One, I find. That's really good.
Yes.
I bought a pack of Faber-Castell color pencils.
Oh, yeah, we got the color pencils.
Always keep it creative and keep it colorful.
That's it. That's the motto.
Love that. Well,
they're actually pretty chill.
Love that. Oh, well, anyway, for those of that out there, Demon Days are playing at Yaya's tomorrow, so go check them out. It's going to be an awesome time, full of grooves and spirit fingers you can't go wrong with.
Nathan's
so,
going to be there. He's going to be He's going to be, like, yelling, screaming,
ready to do my twists and turns.
Hard.
It's going to be fun.
Thank you so much for joining us, Bella and the crew. Amazing.
Yeah, thanks so much for being on the host. We're going to play Hands Free right now by Demon Days. And let's boogie.
Woo!